Remember that scene in Catch Me If You Can when Leonardo DiCaprio's character, he pretended to be a doctor because he was just trying to get a girl. And he went so far as to literally receive checks from a hospital.
Oh, wow.
So this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do. Don't do this.
All right. Yeah. So this is kind of in that same vein. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to be a surgeon and performing enlargement surgeries.
Oh, my God.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. What?
Dr. Songshri of Thailand.
Oh, gosh.
He learned when he was 14... when he taught himself how to do implants.
What the
enlargement
heck?
Implants on men when he was 14.
Happening? What is happening in 14. Thailand? What kind of education are they privy to over there? My goodness.
Well, he I guess saw a need and he thought I could do that. And so he taught himself how. And
okay.
So at 14 years old, he started performing enlargement surgeries.
Stop right now. Stop it.
He did it for 2 decades.
Oh my gosh, 20 years?
Yeah.
And nobody knew he wasn't a real doctor?
Yeah, it wasn't until, well, I mean, he would advertise his services online. He'd say, hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
that looks
you know
legit.
What? Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't until he ran into someone who had complications, which... you only had one person have complications over 20 years of doing enlargement surgeries when you're not a real surgeon?
That is kind of remarkable.
I mean, those are good.
Let's give credit where credit is due.
I mean, let's be honest. Dude had a talent.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess a patient suffered a serious infection and got a little mad and reported him to the authorities. So,
nice.
I don't know if it was known like, you know how doctors, when you walk into a doctor's office, a lot of times their degrees are...
they have the credentials on the wall.
Yeah, on the wall like that. So I don't know if there's something like that when you walk into his, I don't know, garage. I like, at 14, where is he performing these surgeries? That is in his bedroom?
Seriously.
Like, what's he doing? But anyways, you know, it's... I don't know if he was trying to do it to impress someone, you know, a potential partner.
He was like the Thailand Doogie Howser for a while.
He was. And it worked for a long time. And
wow.
Until now. So he's only 36. He's been practicing surgery for 20 years.
That is crazy.
I know.
That is beyond crazy.
Yeah, that's why it's your setting the bar story. So I mean.
So I'm just wondering what kind of new career he's going to pivot to next. Like, when you spend 20 years as a surgeon specializing in a particular procedure.
Enlargement procedure?
Uh-huh. Like, you know, what's your next act? What's chapter 2 for you?
Balloon animals?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm guessing, is he spending time in jail? Like, I don't know the justice system there in Thailand. Like, are they just going to be like, well, he's pretty good at it, so
we're going to fine
you anymore.
We're going to fine you, and then,
right.
You know...
right.
Look the other way.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I don't know what his punishment is, if he even has one. But there you go. That is your setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day, I mean, if you're thinking, okay, man, I don't know what to do with my weekend, and you're thinking, well, I guess I could open up maybe a garage surgery clinic.
I've watched Grey's Anatomy enough. I could practically be a surgeon.
Right. My setting the bar is to say no.